this message finds you guys all doing well. Just wanted, before we get started, to tell you guys the exciting news that we will be starting to meet again as a youth this coming Saturday or Sunday. So on Sunday, I know typically we have junior church at 11, but the times are going to be switched up because we still don't have any Sunday school. But at 10:30, so starting at 10:30, we can get together again, and we can start to have junior church together again and have our lessons and see each other. Now, there is going to be some moderations. We won't be able to do play any dodgeball or anything like that we do at the beginning. But hey, at least we'll be together. We'll have a lesson together, and it'll be at the same time that the adults are having their service upstairs. So from 10:30, probably somewhere to 11:30, whenever we get done with the lesson. So I hope to see you guys out. Masks are not mandatory to wear downstairs, but you are able to wear one if you'd like. If you feel more comfortable with that, that is totally okay. You can wear a mask, or you don't have to wear a mask. Now, it's probably best that you wear a mask in the building until you head downstairs into the youth center, but as soon as you get in the classroom, you can go ahead and take it off, and then we can get started with our lesson. So I hope to see you guys there. It'll be that way every Sunday from now on. We will not have any kind of Wednesdays yet. I believe those are going to start sometime in July, though. So keep listening for information about that. But I think that we're going to be able to start youth group up in July if everything keeps going the way that's going. So it's all good news. And I hope that it will, I hope that you guys will start coming back when you guys feel comfortable. And hopefully we can kind of get back to the way things used to be. So before we get started with our message today on prayer, let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to be with you. We just ask that you watch over us and keep us and our family safe. We ask that you continue to have your will be done with the virus, and just ask that as we open up that we continue to stay safe as we get together. We ask that we continue to have safe practices, and we just ask that you help us to be able to get back to your church and to learn more about you. Lord, we just love you so much, and we thank you for everything, and we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we get started with this, as we always do, go ahead and pause me, listen to video one, and after you get done listening to video one, unpause me and we'll get going. So prayer, it's a fundamental part of being a Christian, but unfortunately some people treat prayer like it's a game. You know, they toss their prayers up to God and just hope he'll catch them. They hope that they'll get lucky and God will answer their prayers, but they don't really believe that he will. See, when we pray, we don't need to wish or hope that God will answer. We can have confidence and know that he will. The Bible promises that God answers when we pray, always. So in Luke 11, chapter 11, verses 5 through 10, Jesus tells us a parable or a made-up story about prayer. He says, and starting in verse 5, suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him." And suppose the one inside answers, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. See, guys, it's important to realize, though, that although God answers always answers our prayers, it doesn't mean that we always get what we ask for. Sometimes God's answer is yes, but other times the answer is no or later. It's super easy to pray if we always get everything that we want. You know, get everything that we ask for. It's in the no's and the laters when it's staying consistent with prayer is difficult. So what are some of the important keys to prayer, especially when answer isn't an immediate yes? First one is belief, guys. You have to believe that God hears our prayers, and that is so vitally important. And it's not only that, it is also a belief that God wants what is best for us. So when we pray, we have to understand that what we are asking for may not be in God's plan right now or ever. Just because we want it or want it to happen doesn't mean God does. You know, I'm thinking of Hannah, the story that we've talked about before, you know, that, you know, she prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for a baby and just didn't get one. And then one day, eventually, she was given one. You know, if you guys remember the story we went over, she was teased and she was taunted and she wasn't given as much food, you know, but that didn't stop her. She had faith to continue. So regardless of the time frame, believing that God was hearing what she had asked for and would act in both her and his best interest. The second key to praying, guys, is praying without ceasing. Even if you feel unheard, regardless of how your current life is going, we all face questions without answers and problems for which there seem to be no good solutions. We look at our current reality and realize nothing within our power can change it. We can't redo those years, erase those issues, or completely heal from those people that hurt us. It's easy to become resentful or even regret or, you know, compare ourselves to others. When up against seemingly impossible situations, we're tempted to cut and run or find ways to ease the pain. We're desperate for solutions, but our only options sometimes lead us to more problems. When we've done all we can do by ourselves, when we've come to the end of our rope, we look for something or someone bigger than ourselves. We ask, where's God? Or how could God let this happen? And if he won't cooperate, could it be he simply doesn't care or just isn't even listening to my prayers? You know, during these times, God sends us a lifeline. He promises that in our greatest weakness, his power reaches its fullest potential. All we have to do is ask. The pages of history are full of people who faced struggles, you know, faced a lot of people who, you know, went forward without losing confidence in God. You know, think about Job. You know, he was tested and tested and tested. And we've talked about how much Job has suffered and, you know, he never gave up. It's in these times that we really have to be like Job and check ourselves and make sure that we are on our knees praying, not in our heads complaining. Maybe the reason God isn't answering our prayers has nothing to do with our sin or anything of that nature. Maybe he just wants us to grow. The third key is of prayer's focus. See, so many times, guys, we get lost in wanting what we want so much that we forget to pray for his will to be done. Remember, we've talked about that. We have to pray for his will. We want so badly for things to be different that we pray solely for our situation to improve. God, make me feel better. God, help this to be over. God, you know, give this to me or allow that to happen. You know, we pray for improvements without thinking about the domino effect that may happen if our prayer was answered in the way that we prayed for it. This leads us to get so frustrated with the no. And if we consistently find ourselves with the no answer, we need to remember the warning in James 4:3 that says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, which means you're not thinking about God's will, you're thinking about your own. We jump into prayer without taking the time beforehand to relax and focus on that fact that we are about to come before God and have a conversation. We get so focused on what we want to say that we rush. From beginning to end, we just rush through it. And the moment we're done, boom, we've moved on to the next thing. We don't focus on God in the moment. We focus on what's hurting us and what's bothering us. We didn't even give God a chance to respond. The Bible tells us to be slow to speak and quick to listen, yet when it comes to prayer, we tend to do the complete opposite. We have so many words for him. Then after the amen, we continue on with our day. It's like we just wished upon a star. You know, we have so many words for him. But we need to not only focus before the prayer, but also focus in silence after our prayer to give God a chance to communicate back. Doesn't mean that there's going to be verbal words or we're going to hear anything, but it's just in that silence that we can maybe find some peace in our prayer and find our trust for God. Because that leads us to our final key in prayer, and that's to completely trust God. And this is hard for us humans, but, you know, consider the story about Paul and the thorn in his flesh. You know, Paul says, you know, why did God refuse to remove my thorn? You know, and it's difficult to understand from our human perspective, but try to see it from God's perspective. Paul said it was to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my side. See, Paul battled pride all his life, so that's understandable. He was a smart guy. He was well-educated, and he had more experience than most of the people. And everywhere he went, the Christians probably, you know, bragged on him and told him how great he was, how wonderful of a person he was, and how it was a privilege to meet him. And God knew the attention and the accolades could cause Paul to become conceited. So to keep him humble, he denied Paul's request to remove for the physical healing of the thorn in the side. You know, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. I'll give you the strength to deal with these other issues. I want you to keep trusting me. You think you will be more effective without the physical pain, but actually you're more effective because of it. And Paul determined to trust in God, responded with, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and hard times. For when I am weak, it's then I am strong. See, when God doesn't answer our prayer, we need to keep trusting in his goodness. There will be times we can't see how any good comes from our current situation. And I know some of your stories. I know that this is true for you guys. But it's in those moments, it's especially important to hold on for dear life, to trust our Heavenly Father, knowing that he is always working for our good. See, during this coronavirus and stay-at-home times, you know, we've all had more times to sit and think, and we've had more times to ourselves, and that's helped build up some fears and anxieties and worries. And they all have us focus on the world and what's going on around us on this earth. You know, but prayer allows us to not only develop a more intimate relationship with Jesus, but it also allows us to shift our focus away from this world and focus on eternity. So I hope that as we talked about this prayer, and this isn't the first time, this is more of a follow-up lesson to something that we taught before the virus hit, but it's kind of just this reminder that prayer is going to get you through everything. You know, God is never going to take us to a situation and just drop us off and leave us. He's always going to take us through it. So it's in those times to get through it that you talk to him. Talk to him like he's your friend. Talk to him and tell him what you need, and just have faith and trust that he's going to provide what you need when you need it, not when you think you need it. Those are two totally different things. So hope you guys enjoyed this. Hopefully we'll see you this coming Sunday. Let's end in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to have this lesson, and we just ask that you help to each resonate with us in the ways that you need it to, so that we can be a stronger person for you on this earth and win more people to your kingdom. But we love you so much, and we thank you, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and at the end of this, listen to video 2. And again, hopefully I'll see you guys this Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We are meeting again on Sunday for one service at 10 a.m. and following the recommended social distancing protocol. Our midweek services are still online only. Stay safe and have a great week.